Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of what's going on. Thanks to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, produced the charts of the sort of formalized list, if you will, of the stories, the main stories that have been covered on News Talk Radio this past week. The people who are involved in these stories, there are 10 of each of them on that list. And we get at it with Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and spends a good deal of time, perhaps not enough, with us. But she's here when she can be, and she likes to throw her focus around because...
my 2 cents, but with Joe Biden's inflation, it's now 24.
24 cents. Congratulations. There you have it. And then there's my pal on the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner. We're here to discuss these issues as well. But I always kind of start out our conversation with some silly story from Los Angeles or some story that has to do with California or something that has to do with wine. Hmm. So here's this guy, Tom Gilby.
Speaking my language. Yes.
Yes, I know. The video has gone viral. He uploaded this video of himself blind tasting a different glass of wine during each mile of the London Marathon. In the clip that you can see on several different sources, he's seen stopping to guess the grape variety as he takes a different sip. He also asks or is asked to tell the country of origin and the vintage of the wine. And he was right 7 times. And 14 times he was pretty close to being right. He got 4 wrong. So this is a 26-mile marathon. And so he has, I don't know if English make good wine, but French wine involved in this and Italian wine and the different types. So the question came from a reporter, how did you keep from getting drunk or feeling tipsy during the race? He said he only drank small sips or... And when he drank it, he spit it out.
Yeah, that's how you're really supposed to taste wine, is to
really
swish it around your palate and spit. In fact, when I was doing my sommelier training, it's been 10 years ago now, more than that maybe, I was doing it at Disney, and they would make you spit into a Mickey paper cup because you weren't allowed to consume any alcohol because it was a lot of Disney employees that were there.
Mm.
But that's what you have to do to become a sommelier. And in fact, the reason that, I don't know, I have my dad and people around me always think I have a great palate is because I actually nailed one of those in my somm test. They gave me a white wine, and the guy in front of me said he thought it was a Sauvignon Blanc. And I was like, no way. It's not a Sauvignon Blanc, or a Chardonnay, I think he said. I said, I'm not going down on Chardonnay. So I identified a Viognier that I had had before, and I totally nailed it. And they made me stand up, and I got applause. It was very exciting.
That's
hooray!
Awesome. I can totally understand being able to identify the type of wine it is, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty part of what region did this come from...
And the year
that,
is rough.
From where, that's impressive.
Right. All right, well, that's our ancillary story for this week on the Real Radio Talk Radio Review. So now let's get to the heart of some of the matters. I'm going to go through the list quickly. Number 10, the reclassification of marijuana. Number 9, we didn't discuss that much because it didn't seem like it was that big a deal. But anyway, maybe it is for some people. The wars are in the list again. Russia and Ukraine at number 9 and the Israeli war at number 2. The discussion... continuing of abortion. Was it Alabama? What state was it that went back to an old law that allowed abortion?
It was Arizona.
Arizona.
But they overturned that this week.
They overturned what?
So the Arizona State Senate went back to a law from 1800, and they just overturned the going back to that law.
Who's they?
The state Supreme Court, I think, or their something like that, their state senate. Somebody.
And how do they do that? Because they're all a bunch of right-wing whack jobs, or what? How is it that that held water?
I don't know if we need to do name-calling. I don't know what that's
like. I'm not calling him names. I didn't use...
You just said right-wing whack
job. Joe Blow right-wing... I didn't say Joe Blow right-wing whack job. I just said right-wing whack job. Because a lot of these people...
It was the Arizona Senate that voted to repeal the 1864 abortion ban.
Mm-hmm. And so... Around and around.
Signed it into law. Yeah.
Okay. So then they'll have, you know, it'll happen. They'll get it onto a ballot. And when they get it onto a ballot.
Just like in Florida. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's on the ballot in November?
I believe so.
Okay. So it'll all get tossed out then anyway, because every state is reversing the trend. And the Supreme Court, I've tried to figure this out or explain, because a lot of people think the Supreme Court voted against Roe v. Wade. They did not. They just said it's up to the states to figure out what they want to do. And so far, what has there been, a dozen states that have had these elections on the merit of whether or not to basically have a Roe v. Wade law in the state, and every single state has passed it. So what does that tell you? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's see here. Next, the migrant situation is 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Johnson at it. Once again, there's a vote on her motion to vacate. There are a lot of people that are upset with her.
Time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I tell you that I have interviewed her. I know you have interviewed her. I think that she's a nice person. I think that she's convicted in this. I'm disappointed with Mike Johnson, too, in many ways. But I don't think getting him out at this point during an election year is the right thing to do. You're going to have the opportunity to re-vote and make decisions again in just 6 months. So wait the 6 months and get it
done. Waste of time, money.
People are going to try to vote them out. That door has been opened. It's like people are just going to try to continue voting people out.
Yep. All right, number 5 of the situation continuing with Trump and his legal battles. Number 4, the presidential race. So I have I'm going to take an interesting approach, or hopefully you'll find this interesting, as we more and more concentrate on the third-party candidate, that is Mr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There are things that are showing up in places that you wouldn't expect them to show up, that are underscoring Kennedy's points of view. And perhaps one of the most controversial points of view is the situation with people who have filed vaccine injury claims against the federal government because tens of thousands of people, this is sort of one of those, what do they call it, class action lawsuits. Mm-hmm. The story of people who have and believe that through the mandate of getting vaccines, because it was pretty much you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that if you didn't get a shot or get all three of the shots. So there are at least 13,000 people in just one of these injury claim lawsuits. And I'm looking at some of the stories of these people. A 58-year-old pathologist who lost all hearing in her right ear after she got the COVID booster shot. These are people from the medical community. This is what gives this even more of an interesting swing, ladies. This is Dr. Gregory Poland, who is the editor of a scientific journal called Vaccine, has said that he now is having whooshing sounds in his ears, and he never had that before he got his first COVID shot. Here's a nurse practitioner in New York, experienced a ringing sound in ears, a racing heart, and pain in eyes, mouth, and genitals. Did I say this was a lady or a man? I never. Anyway, so this is another person who signed on, and this person believes that the evidence points to COVID vaccines. And so you go on to the list, and that's why I say this is one of the major points of view of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this story appears today in the New York Times, not exactly the first place you'd go to find support for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So if it's in the New York Times quoting doctors from Johns Hopkins University who say that there is a tremendous focus on this because, you know, the doctors who are trying to stand up for this say there were certainly there was more benefit to the COVID vaccines than there is a downside. I don't know that, and they really don't know it either. They can claim it. But if you look at the number of people and the ages of people, and, you know, this is why this had to have been the New York Times counter to it, because they couldn't just let the thing stand. Well, all these medical professionals say that the vaccines are a real problem. The people who were unvaccinated who were over the age of 80, 25% of the people who died in the first year didn't have a shot. Well, we've talked about this before, and I don't want to belabor it necessarily, but there is a lot of reason to believe that those deaths were incorrectly categorized. So the hospitals
could get.
A lot of people
died because of COVID, but a lot of people died because of something else while also they had COVID at the time of their death.
Right, but it was counted that way. In fact, I told you the story about how they were trying to get my friend to say that his mother, who died of, I can't remember what, it was something related to dementia, had COVID. And he waited for 6 weeks arguing about the death certificate because they got paid more if someone died from COVID.
Right. So anyway, in this article, again, they're trying to weave at least some, they're trying to put a crack into the story. But it goes on to quote the former FDA commissioner, Dr. Janet Woodcock, telling in the article, she says she regretted not doing more to respond to people who had harm from the suffering they went through taking the vaccines. So this is pretty damning, and it gives a lot of credibility anyway to Robert F. Kennedy, who has been by the people who don't like him and who want to support Biden, namely. I don't see there's a whole lot of support among the Trump supporters for the vaccines. Do you?
And Trump Trump supporters are actually, like, not vaxxed at all. And a lot of times Trump will get up there and say, well, we started the vaccine. Well, that's not the most popular stance in the Republican community, that's for sure.
No. Okay, well, that's a good way of putting it. All right, coming up here on the Talk Radio Review, comments from people who are listening to our radio programs. How about that for a novel concept? It's 18 after the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirschner. I like doing that every once in a while. Jay, if I want to do like Ed McMahon, here's Jay Kirschner.
I thought it was like baseball.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Jay. All right, so we're into social media and what goes on social media and how it affects the things we talk about on the air. And appropriately enough, or not, depends on whether you watch the Law & Order franchise. I've always been a fan of the Dick Wolf shows. I don't watch all of them, but I don't watch that much TV, but if I am attracted to the FBI series, especially the real FBI, the first one that has Missy Peregrine and...
She's great.
She is fabulous. And the other guy whose name I can never remember, but
isn't
he's
Jeremy
so
Sisto?
Good. No. Well, Jeremy's in it
the guy
as well.
That plays
he's
the
a wolf. He's a wolf. He's a Dick Wolf steady. You know, he's in all of the Dick Wolf stuff. You see the same characters that have been involved in Dick Wolf productions over the years, like Essa Pathamurkison is the hospital leader in Chicago Med. Those Chicago shows are all Dick Wolf shows. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because there are things that are trending on social media today. One of the names trending is Mariska Hargitay, who is, many people think, the heart and soul of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Been on the air for 22 seasons, going strong. The ratings are the best of the three Law & Order shows. The ratings for Law & Order SVU are the best of the three. So she became a woman named Kelly Giddish, came onto the show. You said she was on a soap opera.
She was on
think,
All
right?
My Children, yeah.
Okay. So she came onto the show, and she and Hargitay have become, in real life, very close friends. And they play also that role in the show. They're close friends. And so for some reason or other, Kelly Giddish was written off of the show last year, and Mariska Hargitay wasn't happy about it, so she went to Wolf and said, "Why'd you do this?" And he hasn't come back with an answer, apparently, yet. And so she's lobbying to get her back on. So every once in a while, like last night's episode, as we do this, the Thursday night episode this week, had Kelly Giddish on doing, you know, her old, the old job, if you will. So Hargitay brings her in as much as she can without restoring her full-time status on the program. I just thought it was interesting to go to dig around inside how the workings of this stuff, you know, how it works, in essence, doing these TV procedural shows. Very interesting. But They're both likable. I think they both play likable characters. Anyway, enough of that. What else is going on with social media questions that we've asked Jay this week to listeners of the Good Day Show? You can go to all the social media and use at Good Day Networks to connect with us. So the most captivating stories this week, maybe the who as much as the what here, right? What are people saying?
Yeah, a lot of focus on similar things. Daniel McCutcheon says that the college campus riots will scope us as the Democrats trying to jail their political opponent, which is the beginning stages of the Civil War. Jay Whitehead says, unfortunately, the campus protests.
Yeah, there's a lot
Siri
of that.
Stevie joins in saying, really, the protesters, the hatred for the Jewish nation, and news of Good Day.
Yeah, there have been a number of listeners, and I need to acknowledge this. The Good Day program, as it does exist now, is going away, effective at the end of this week. We have a Good Day weekend program, and Good Day is still available Monday through Friday. It's just in a different way, shape, and manner. It's a different form. I haven't talked too much about it because, frankly, the whole thing, A, annoys me, B, emotionally it disturbs me, and C, I want to go back to the good old days. So I'm holding on to all of those thoughts. Thank you, though, for the input from a lot of you who were upset about it. It's 28 at the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much
credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, back we are with the, I sound like Yoda, right? Back we are on program that's good. On that good program, how do I sound? Can I sound more like Yoda?
Or and Joe Biden, all into one.
Excuse me, Jennifer. Thank you very much. All right, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. We've, as usual, we get sidetracked and we get to a story that we all like and we jump on it. So number 10 is pot reclassification. I'm going through the list. Don't interrupt me, ladies. The war in Russia between the Russians and Ukrainians is 9. Abortion debate is 8. And the situation in Arizona is the focus. The migrant situation is 7. Mike Johnson and his business with Marjorie Taylor Greene is 6. Trump and his legal stuff is 5. The presidential race is 4. The anti-Semitism bill in the House is number 3. The war in the Middle East is 2. And the president, pro-Palestinian protests. So, to go back to Joe Biden for a moment or two, not to spend too much time on him, he made a big deal out of it in his travels this week, condemning the violence and intimidation going on college campuses. He said, quote, "There's a right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos." And if we go no further than Los Angeles, to the campus of the place where my daughter is a professor and her husband's a professor, UCLA, and see the encampments there between the humanities building and the science building on that green that's in the middle of the campus. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's gross.
And so what other can you add to that? Because there's other stuff going on.
It seems like people were hired to be there. There are a lot of people that are there that are not students. Some
that's what Megan said.
Because they want to cause chaos, not actually peacefully protest. They want to cause chaos and the rioting and the violence and all of that stuff. But I can't help but wonder, are there people paid to be there?
Yeah,
yes.
I think so. And in fact, one of the reporters for Fox News went and tried to go through these student organizations that put these on, and he found like 750,000 came from Rockefeller. You've got George Soros's money in there through the Tides Foundation as well. I mean,
so there's money on both sides for supporting the protesters and the people that are going to break it up. Those people have been paid by someone as well.
Well, it's interesting. So the story with UCLA is a little different than any of the other campuses, and that is that last Thursday, a week ago, they were allowed to build up on the college and the quad area. And they also fortified their encampment with plywood. And so you had a lot of Jewish students who were being blocked from going on to campus. And in fact, a lot of those videos went viral. Now, apparently, there's a lot of anti-Semitism in that area. And here's the thing with UCLA. It's in the
What, you mean in the area
stuff.
Where it's located, the where college
yes,
located?
So UCLA.
It's across from the entrance to Bel Air.
Is,
and
well,
up
UCLA
Sunset.
UCLA is in the middle of the biggest Jewish community in the country.
Yeah.
And so this is not the best place to have an anti-Jew rally because you're going to start to infuriate people. And there was a lot of anti-Semitism leading up to this just in the neighborhood. So this group of people formed that would walk Jewish people to synagogue on Fridays if they were afraid to go themselves because they were afraid of being attacked.
Yep.
So apparently what I'm hearing is that this group got tired of seeing the kids being pushed out. Someone actually got trapped in the encampment and gotten the heck beaten out of them. They were punching people. And so this group showed up on Wednesday evening and they started going back and forth with the protesters and they were throwing fireworks and 2x4s and just all kinds of stuff. So come Thursday, the pro-Hamas protesters decide to refortify their area. So in case there's more violence, they put up metal, they put up screws and, you know, they tried to not like nail together the plywood and they had crates where they're getting this stuff. It's not cheap. And so that's when police came in because it took police 2 hours to go in to campus when they were actually beating the heck out of each other. And so the thing that's annoying is that the UCLA PD has jurisdiction here, and they were telling the Jewish students who were calling them because they couldn't get to their class or they couldn't get to their home or they couldn't get on campus, they were telling them, sorry, unless you get attacked, we don't really want to talk to you. The chancellor also said that these protesters who were students wouldn't be broadly suspended or expelled, that he would look at them on a case-by-case basis. So it's a lack of leadership. We haven't heard from the chancellor, haven't heard from Gavin Newsom, Mayor Bass, Biden not until yesterday. I mean, it's just, it's weak sauce.
Well, no, I think Newsom, I saw a couple of comments that Newsom made that were not supportive of all of this.
All he said was, by the way, it didn't come till Thursday. The first time he spoke is that the police should have responded sooner. It's like, well, so should you.
Yeah.
And he runs the CHP, his jurisdiction over the California Highway Patrol, which ultimately ended up responding.
So the House has passed a bill this week that cracks down on anti-Semitic speech on college campuses. So let's see here. About a third of the Democrats voted no for it, and some of the right-wing wackos in the Republican Party said it was a threat to Christian teachings. Where does that come from? I don't even understand that. But why is the bill cracking down on anti-Semitic speech have anything to do with Christian teachings? Anybody? No? Yes?
I don't know the correlation.
No. All right, anyway, so we have the universities all over the country. Thousands of people have been arrested. Brown University in Providence agreed to consider ending investments linked to Israel. The students are in to the board of the trustees and say, you shouldn't be investing in that stuff. You know what? Mind your own business. Let the college be run. Don't roll over it to them because they don't really know what they're talking about. They have no real clue.
It's clear
about
by the amount of girls that I saw arrested in these protests the last few days that they have no idea who they're signing up for.
No, not at all. Okay, next, the Israeli-Hamas war is number 2 this week. The political leader of Hamas said that they were studying the latest ceasefire proposal. Meanwhile, if you look at some of these cities, they do look like cities in Europe during World War II, completely blown out, blown up. I'm looking at some pictures from southern Gaza. And now they're just, oh, man, what a mess. So anyway, they're trying to, over this weekend, as you hear this program, resume negotiations. The plan, though, the questions being asked, what happens in Gaza? Will they share, will the Israelis share oversight of this part of their country? Anyway, it's really kind of a... there's still, like, apparently, I'm looking at a Wall Street Journal story about compromise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, you know, there's some room there for compromise. All right. What do we know about the anti-Semitism? Let's go back to that for just a second, that bill I just mentioned, the anti-Semitism bill in the House. Who is responsible for that? Where'd that come from, Jen? Do you know who authored?
I can't remember the two people exactly behind it, but I know it's bipartisan. There's a Democrat and a Republican involved with it. And it had bipartisan support and basically would just say if you don't if you allow these types of protests, if you allow anti-Semitism on your campus, you're not going to get federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's something to it. I mean, think about this with any other group of people. If they weren't allowing black people on campus or Arab Americans on campus, what would happen? I mean, people would go nuts. But when it's the Jews, all of a sudden it's, well, it's okay. And there's no problem. I have no problem if you want to sit out there and protest the war. You want to be anti-war. Mm-hmm. But you cannot yell from the river to the sea and not know that you are insinuating Jewish people should be wiped off the map.
It's been going on since the beginning of the Jewish religion, actually, all that stuff. The U.S. this week has accused Russia to move down to number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war, of using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops. This is the violation, you know, the Russians are paying no attention to international law. Yet another reason for the arrest and trial and execution of Vladimir Putin. I found it interesting this week to see that the International Court in The Hague wants to charge the leaders of Israel and the leaders of Palestine, or mostly Hamas, with war crimes, but there's not a peep about Vladimir Putin. And why would that be? What's the, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of it, and what's, I don't even begin to understand. I don't understand what is going on here. Anyway, I've said that, and maybe that's all there is to say about it. Let's see. Joe Biden's number one on the people list. So you'll all be happy to know that Joe's going to award the Medal of Freedom this weekend to 19 people. Guess who's on the list?
Who?
Want to take a guess?
It's not me. It's not you. Jay.
Not Jay. No. But it is Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
and it is
course.
Al Gore.
Of course. Well, he founded the Internet, so, you know.
Right. And Michael Bloomberg's getting it. I think that's appropriate. I always like to. I like Michael Bloomberg. I always have. Let's see here. Katie Ledecky, the Olympic swimmer, is on the list. Michelle Yeoh, the actress, is on the list. Anybody else of interest that people would know? Elizabeth Dole. She's still alive.
I liked Elizabeth Dole.
Yeah, but I didn't realize she was even still alive. I thought she died. Let's see here. Medgar Evers.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue is on the list. John Kerry's on the list. Frank Lautenberg used to be a senator from New Jersey. All right. Some of these people are not alive, though, still. Are they? Jim Thorpe? God, he's been gone for a long time. Anyway. Okay, so that's the list. And rah-rah, shish kumbah for Joe Biden. All right. Let's see here. Stormy Daniels is number 7. I only bring it up because she puts the smile on my face.
I bet she does. Probably not the only one.
No, I just, you know, the whole thing about the ridiculous attitude we have toward, you know, this kind of stuff is just silly. It really is. You know, what's not on here is the running of the 150th Kentucky Derby. I'm sort of surprised. Maybe is that a next week sort of thing? Because we're doing this program. It's heard all over the weekend. It'd just be interesting to see how that shapes up. Anybody got a horse in the race? All right, anyway, let's see. Dwayne Eddy passed away. How many people remember him? I'm just mentioning a few names that are not on the list here because the list, all the other names have been on the list for a long time, and we've talked about them, and so is a lot of blah, blah. Christy Noem, I'm kind of trying to figure her out. We talked about her a couple of weeks ago, I think, Jennifer, in light of the fact that she's actually looking like a Trumper, in a manner of speaking. But she really kind of did herself in with this book that has come out, in which she admits to shooting her dog and shooting.
Absolutely no remorse.
No. You don't shoot the dog. You put him to sleep if you want to get rid of him. On the farm, and I know a lot of people who have just shot their dogs because they don't want to bother to go to the vet and get them put to sleep.
Kind of the rancher life, unfortunately. But
yeah, it is. Farm life and rancher life. The way I feel about it is that,
look, I'm not shooting a dog, not an option for me, but I'm also not a farmer, and I think farmers think of things a little differently. They look at life and life cycles a little differently than people who aren't farmers. That being said, why write about that in a book? You know you're going to get so much you-know-what for writing about it.
Yeah. And she said the dog was untrainable. The dog was less than 2 years old. This was still a puppy. If the dog was so untrainable, did you not try to hire trainers?
I don't think farmers would take the time. I don't know. My Uncle George wouldn't be like, I got to get some dog school. I got to take this dog to obedience training.
Would he take him out back and shoot him?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wouldn't. And I know people on the farms that I grew up on would have done it, did do it, but that doesn't make it right.
And they don't write a book about it.
48 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid, and it comes as a powder, and I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up, so it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal, 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, digging around in the, I suppose, number five and number four are tied together this week. Trump and his legal situations and the presidential race in general. The jury in Trump's criminal trial, we'll get into this a little bit more in the actual talk radio hour with Steve and J.J. Wiseman. But anyway, I know I'm not following this. I've wiped it off of my screen. Don't know, don't care. And that sounds arrogant for a talk radio host, but it's the same stuff over and over. How can you engage a big audience by telling the same story over and over and over and over and over again? So anyway, Michael Cohen seemed to have been, again, on the hot seat in a way, Jennifer. I'm sure you talked about this on your program because KRLA is the hosts on the programs there are, I was going to say notably, yeah, I guess they are notably Republican and Trump supporters and that sort of stuff. I don't know if you have to take a blood oath to be on a station that's owned by Salem to say that you love Trump. But there is a recording of Cohen with Trump. Damaging? Seems to be. What do you, I mean, we can all, I suppose, we can play into it one way or another. Was it damaging? The Trumpers can say, no, there's nothing there.
Think here's the thing. The damaging part, or do you like it or do you not like it? What really matters is it a crime? Because we can say that there's a lot of stuff that we don't like or that doesn't feel right, but is it a crime? And I think probably the most notable thing that came out of court this week, it was testimony that was given on Thursday by the attorney, or one of the attorneys who represented both Karen McDougal, who said she was not just only having an affair, but she was in love with Trump, and then Stormy Daniels, who alleged having an affair with Trump as well. And he also apparently has notoriously represented people that were taking on, like Hulk Hogan was mentioned, name-checked in court. You know, these women that have stories and claims, and then he goes and gets them a deal. And so he was being examined by the prosecution, and he said, the lawyer said, would you consider this to be a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels? And he said, no, I would consider it to be a payment for consideration. And at that moment, you wonder what the heck is going on, because apparently in legalese, which we may not all know if we're not lawyers, consideration basically means legal fees. And so it'll be interesting to see if the jury heard that. But in all the commentary that I've heard, it was almost like the prosecution's case was blown up, because what they're arguing about is that Trump was trying to bury the payment to Stormy Daniels as legal fees when he marked it as such. And so now you have the lawyer who took the money and said, no, that wasn't hush money, it was consideration. So this was a witness for the prosecution. So we'll see if that matters with the jury. Again, you've got to deal with people who, you know, have very big thoughts on someone who's a polarizing guy like President Trump. But
wait a minute, get that on tape. Jennifer Horne says Donald Trump is polarizing.
He is.
Yeah, of course he is.
People love him. People hate him.
Yep. It's too bad, because he really does have good ideas. If he could only get out of his own way, he'd be a pretty good president, frankly. All right, so here are some other political items. Joe Biden is in North Carolina trying to talk about trying to buy votes. So he's announced a fund to replace lead pipes. Now, this has been going on. This is not new, boys and girls. This is a fund that has existed for 14 or 15, in some cases, depending on how bad the problem was in various states around the country. This has been a project that's been going on for 40 years. So the fact that Biden is grandstanding, saying we're going to fund the need to replace toxic lead pipes, you can't come up with anything better than that. So anyway, I find him he was put on the spot. This is another one. Defending our history of immigration. Like, you're not talking about now. He says, well, look at all the good it did when we brought the various folks from our allies in here, like all the Japanese that have come here and all of the Indians that have come here. He says, well, if you look at China and Russia, they don't want any immigrants. No, they don't. Maybe it's because they're smarter than we are, and they don't want a lot of people coming into their country that aren't, you know, we all know that there's nobody standing in line to get into Russia and China. That's true. But the other side of the coin is, what is the word, xenophobic, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I just, I find that his focus on this stuff is so all wet. Ay, ay, ay. All right, out of time, 59 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.